chapter 11 to chapter 2 11.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth say that it is non-dual knowledge and is called impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the personality of Godhead, purport. This Sanskrit verse appears as the 11th verse in the first canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Suta Goswami answers the questions of the sages headed by Shonaka concerning the essence of all scriptural instructions. Tattva Vidu refers to persons who have knowledge of the absolute truth. They can certainly understand knowledge
like Narad, Vedabhyas, Brahma, Shankar, Sukadeva Goswami. They are all tattvabhi. Knowing the essence of all the Vedas scriptures, they are tattvabhi. They can realize the essence of all these things. So they tell what?
They can certainly understand knowledge without duality because they are on the spiritual platform. The absolute truth is known sometimes as Brahman, sometimes as Paramatma, and sometimes as Bhagavan. Persons who are in knowledge of the truth know that one who tries to approach the absolute simply by mental speculation will ultimately realize the impersonal Brahman. And one who tries to approach the absolute truth through yoga practice will be able to realize Paramatma. But one who has complete knowledge and spiritual understanding realizes the spiritual form of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Devotees of the personality of Godhead know that Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the absolute truth. They do not discriminate between Sri Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastime. One who wants to separate the Lord's absolute name, form, and quality must be understood to be lacking in absolute knowledge. A pure devotee knows that when he chants the transcendental name Krishna, Sri Krishna is present as transcendental sound.
One thing you remember, Ja Bhagavat Pada. Yes. Don't try to know anything by books. Everything is in book. Everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything was in Ved. Everything was or is Vedanta. Everything is in Srimad Bhagavat. Everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And everything in the book of Swamiji. But lock and key, very powerful lock and key is there. You cannot know by yourself because you are not so qualified. You must take help. Go to Vaishnavas, Bhagavat. Ja Bhagavat Pada, Vaishnavira. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. One Bhagavat, this Grantha, but lock and key in, and another are Bhagavat Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavat, realized soul. So go to them and then read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, and his books also, Swamiji. Then you will see, oh, very beautiful. Ocean of Ras is in this book. We cannot do. So always try to be with higher rank of devotees, and there in their association we can know the meanings. You can read so many times. I think that so many devotees have read this, but they have failed they have fallen down. Why? They could not take the essence and they cannot follow. I know that all the devotees, perhaps in ISKCON, they have read all these things. But very hard to realize all these things. So we must go to Vaishnava, realize Bhagavat. This Bhagavat will give the essence of Bhagavat. To Bhagavat. This Granth Bhagavat and then Bhakt Bhagavat. Go to Bhagavat. They are so generous, so merciful, more than Srimad Bhagavatam. If you go to them, then they will realize the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna. Otherwise, we cannot have. So this Vadanti Tatva Vidas Tatam, try to listen very attentively and try to take it in your heart. Vadanti Tatva Vidah, those who know the Tatva, like Narad, like Dash, like Shankar, like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, like Rupa Goswami, like all others, they have made a conclusion. They have taken the essence of the Tattva. Advaya, Jnana is Paratattva. What is Advaya Jnana? Without him, in this whole world, nothing is separate. Nothing is swadhin. Without that truth, fundamental truth, in this world, किसी की सत्ता स्वाधीन रूप में अलग से नहीं है. There is no
entity
without him.
Separate.
Free. Understand? We all subordinate from Baladev and to end all avatars, all gods, all demigods, this universe and end anything, no separate existence.
Like a blade of grass is
separate. Huh?
Like a blade of grass is separate.
Yes. All depends on Krishna. So only one fundamental truth is Krishna. All are his subordinates. We are also, Maya is also, grass is ants, and everything dependent on Krishna. So in this whole world, in whole universe, on all universe, in Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, no, there is nothing, anyone whose entity is separate, independent. Only Krishna. All which we see, this is the manifestation of his three shakti, three power. His shakti, jiva shakti, and maya shakti. Shankar is not, Shankar or any demigods is not independent. Baldev Prabhu is also not dependent, independent. Anyone. Srimati Radhika, power of Krishna. Lakshmi, all the manifestation of Radhika. We all in this world, material, maya, and soul with jiva shakti. So everything in Krishna, universe in unity in diverse. Everything. Everywhere Krishna. So Tattvavid see that this fundamental truth, absolute truth, is Krishna. He has not name, but only Bhagavan. Those who see this absolute truth by jnana, by knowledge, they see Brahma. What is that Brahma? Only the some beauty of the nail of the Krishna. No shape, nothing there. This is called Brahma. And a very part of Sat and Chit of Krishna is called Paramatma here in all. He is also not independent. He is a very small fraction, last fraction of Krishna, but not independent. So everything, there is nothing else in this world anywhere whose independence is there. So Krishna is called Advaya Jnana Paratattva, everything in Krishna. But who is that Bhagavan? Ete Chansa Kala Punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is that, but Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Absolute Truth. So Tattvavid knows like this. In Srimad Bhagavata, everywhere it has been told. In other epics it has been told. Krishna Paramah Krishna Vigraha Anadiradi Govindaha. And his manifestation is Baldev Prabhu in Braja. He is not other than Krishna. He is himself Krishna, but in other shape. He is golden color, and Krishna is in black color. Very beautiful, Shyam. No? But both are same. From Baldev Prabhu, Mul Sankarsan, Maha Sankarsan, Mahavishnu, Karnabdi Sai, Garbhodh Sai, Kirobdi Sai, says, all has come out. And this world, all has come out. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Absolute Truth. He is Krishna. That Krishna is coming down here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his supreme power, Srimati Radhika, coming in the shape of Gadadhar. That Krishna, after his pastime of Dwapar, he was thinking that even creepers, trees, always charm to me. All. I have given so much pure devotion to all. Without Krishna, anyone cannot do this. Yugdharma can come from Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. This is the function of Mahavishnu. But Krishna praying cannot be given by anyone except Krishna. Baldev Prabhu never gives. He keeps it for Krishna. So, it has been told here that very Krishna who can give love, devotion to all, he took the beauty and shape of color of Srimati Radhika and became Gauri Chandra. Why? Why he took? Because he is so kind. He is unparalleled, merciful, causeless merciful. And he is the ocean of a rush. He wanted to test three desires his own. And to bestow some of this Krishna prem to jivas, which has never given in a very long period in Brahma one day. And that has been told in Anarpita Charin Chirat Karunayava Tirana Kalo Samarapaitam Unnatvajjalar Sangswa Bhakti Siyam Harihapur Sundara Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sadaridaya Kanda. Come in third chapter. I will try to explain it tomorrow. very deep meaning. All the mercies are in this shloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, causeless mercy. Try to take the essence of this shloka and be very beautiful, qualified devotee. Otherwise, only chanting will not do. Chanting will help you. And it will make your chanting so much advanced. So we should chant, but with these modes then we can progress, otherwise not. Perhaps you have marked that Mayabadi also chant Hare Krishna, and they go to hell. Karmi is also doing chanting and involved in worldly things. They get money, name and fame, everything by that. So, if you are doing Harinam chanting in the guidance of so beautiful, qualified Guru and Vaishnava, then your chanting will be so high class. Otherwise, he will give anything, this name will give the anything, and they will, he will cheat you and he will go away. So you should try to take the essence of this thing. Don't miss your classes. Try to attend classes shortly. That's great. Anything to?
Yes. Tomorrow the
you can take
at the house of regular daily dancing. And your husband?
I'm going to write down and notice and to see it.
Okay.
I think most people know.
His room is so big.
Yeah,
no,
but all should know that we all go there tomorrow. Time is at 5:30, 5 o'clock. Kirtan starts.
Half hour kirtan.
Yes.
And then from 6 I will do my class.
All are welcome.
They will take prasadam there also.
Mahaprasad will also be taken there. Everything will be taken.
I'd also like to make an announcement. I'm in charge of selling Gurudev's book, and we have four varieties to choose from. And I would invite all devotees, if you haven't seen the book, to come and talk to me and about prices and other things. You can talk to me after the program. And the reason why I got it now is because sometimes people disperse after this program or during RT, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm selling these books and that they are available, even if you don't see them now. So please talk to myself or Ram Vijay Prabhu, the birthday boy, about I thought when we came down under, we do really well.
You want to speak
questions?
Huh?
Can you answer questions?
No.